Can we have the first reading?
So the reading is on page 4 of the Pew Bibles. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 24. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This is the word of the Lord.
I want you to imagine Adam's third son, Seth, asking his father the sort of questions that children sometimes ask. Why is the world like it is? How did we get here? What about me? What am I meant to be? What am I meant to do? And our reading tells us some of the answers to those questions. The first thing our reading tells us in the whole of Genesis 1 is that God made the universe. He was always there before it was made, and you cannot imagine how great his power is. In fact, it's hard to think of the size of the universe, isn't it? The sun is one star in the Milky Way. It is 151.77 kilometers away from the Earth. The distances, of course, in the universe are so large that we measure them by how long light takes to get from one place to the other. How fast does light go? Anybody remember? Yes, that's good. If you want to put it in meters, it's 300 million meters per second. That's the speed of light, okay? Now, the sun is one of somewhere between 100 billion and 400 billion stars in the galaxy of the Milky Way. And light takes, at the speed of 300 million meters per second, 100,000 years to get from one side of the galaxy to the other. Getting some idea of size here, are you? And the distance between one galaxy like that and the next one is 25,000 light years, or 236,000 million million. That's 15 zeros in kilometers. And do you know how many galaxies there are like this? Take a guess. No one's going to take a guess. Anybody want to take a guess? No, we'll keep going. Keep going. Well, it'll take you a long time to get there, Steve. 10,000. take you a lot of time because it's somewhere between 100 billion and 200 billion that have been picked up on telescopes and other instruments of that kind. Those are the ones that we're conscious of at present. There may be yet more out there. And yet, God is behind all that. God made all that and is far greater than anything he's made. And the Bible said he spread that out, spread all these stars out as if with his hand. And he pulls them around just by the words he speaks. And yet what he says to us in Genesis is he puts the sun and the moon and the stars there in order to give us light, in order to mark the days and the years for our calendar. So God made the universe. But secondly, and perhaps as important, Genesis tells us he made the world for people. He made the world for us, just so people could live in it. It was planned for people to be able to breathe, to eat, drink, grow food, live and thrive. And if it's only slightly different, and the gases were slightly different, you wouldn't be able to breathe. And if the tilt of the Earth's axis was slightly different, you wouldn't get summer and spring and autumn and winter and be able to grow food. The seasons would disappear. So the world was designed for man to be able to live in it. And even the slightest difference in the way it was set up would mean we couldn't. Which is why there's so many planets out there where there's no life so far as we know. Now, I want you to imagine Seth asks his dad another question. He says, am I like you? Will I grow up to be like you? And what do you think Adam would have answered to that? Well, I think he'd have said, you look a bit like me now, and you'll probably be like me when you're older, but there's something else which is much more important. You are like God. Wow, that must have been a surprise. You are like God. But the big point about what we read today in Genesis 1 is that God made people to be like him. He made the earth, he made the sky, he made the sea and all the animals in it. But when he made people, they were different from the animals. And different from anything else he made, because they were made to be like him. So let's have a quick look at one or two animals. I'm hoping you'll be able to tell me what they are. Some of them are quite easy. Clara, can you tell me what that one is? What's that animal? It's a whale. You're quite right. It's a whale. Thank you very much. Let's have this one. Anyone know what this one is? Do you know this bird? An eagle. It's an eagle. Thank you very much. And here's an easier one. What's that one? Elephant, two elephants, mother and baby elephant, excellent. And this one, you know this one, Clara, because you mentioned it the other day. What is it? It's a swordfish, yes, thank you very much. This one's a bit trickier. Come on, you know, yes, come on. It's a vulture, yes, it's a vulture, thank you very much. And then the last one, what do you think that is? Do you think so? A gorilla. Well, I don't know whether that's a gorilla, an ape, or a chimpanzee. And I'm prepared for anybody to tell me after which they think it is. It's one of the three. I think you're probably right. It's probably a gorilla, isn't it? Yeah, something of that kind. When God made all those, he said in our reading, they are good. But none of them were made to be like God. Can anybody got a baby I can borrow? Baby? Oh, there's one there. Oh, what a surprise. That's lucky, wasn't it? This is Octavia, by the way. How old is she now? 4 weeks? 4 weeks old, yeah. Now, this baby is about as helpless as you could possibly be. Right? Entirely dependent on her mother. This baby is like, made to be like the all-amazing, powerful God we've just been thinking of. Now, isn't that extraordinary? She looks very peaceful. Go back to her mum. Or dad first. You see, people were made to be like God, made in the image of God. Because when God made them, he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Now, how are we like God? Well, our reading tells us a bit of what it means to be like God, because of what he wants us to do for him. So I wonder if you picked it up. The first thing he said that we should do for him is to rule over the world he's made. The world he made for us, but he wants us to rule under him in it. And the second thing was not just to rule it, but to be fruitful, to fill the earth and subdue it, which means have children, bring it under control, take care of the world, organize it, run it the way I want, make it work, build, prosper, thrive, make good things in it. That's what God had in mind for the world and for us in it. And we're so told by God to be in charge of his world, made for us by God, but not to be spoiled by us, but to be ordered the way he wants it. A good world. And so God made all people to be like him. First, God made people to be like him, but note that he made all people to be like him. And to make the point absolutely clear, God talks about the most obvious distinction that we can see between one type of human and another, men and women. And what he says is that this is true of both. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So each person is made in the image of God. And that's very important because it means that each person is valuable to God. God cares for each person, even if other people don't think so, and even if other people don't treat them right. So it doesn't matter whether you're a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, big or little, strong or weak, old or young, clever or not so clever, black, brown or white, rich or poor, disabled, mentally ill, physically ill. All are made to be like God. And each person is to be treated the way God wants them to be treated. And later in the Bible, we read that that's the specific reason why people are not to kill each other and are not to curse each other and do harm to each other. Here's another question Seth would probably have asked. He said, well, Daddy says, if God made the world like that, to be good, what went wrong? You told me my brother Cain killed my other brother Abel. You get tired out working for food for us to eat, and Mum has terrible pain when she has children. People kill and harm one another, and they're cruel and they're mean and they're unkind and they don't treat other people as they should. And they don't take much care of the world either. They spoil it. And awful things happen in the world, like earthquakes and hurricanes and famine and drought, where people don't have enough to eat or drink. So what went wrong there? And Adam would have to tell him, wouldn't he? He'd have to tell his son how he had disobeyed God, how he'd spoiled his friendship with God by not doing what God said. And so the world had been spoiled. And he'd tell him, probably, how other people, including Seth himself, and including you and me, would also do wrong. And then he'd explain this. He'd explain that God had promised that one day he would put it all right. God promised to put it all right. So although you and I are made to be like God, we're not like him in many ways, are we? Because we do harm to others. We don't love God as we should. And we ignore what God says. And we say, me first. But Jesus promises to forgive us. If we'll come to him and say sorry, and say that we want him to rule over us, so that we can do what he wants in his world and be the people he wants us to be in his world, being like Jesus in all we say and do. So shall we pray together? Lord, thank you for the world you've made for us. Thank you that we are like you, however much we've spoilt that image. Thank you, you tell us how you want us to live in it. And forgive us when we don't live as you want. And rule over us, we pray, as our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.